Welcome to today's People's Bank. Let's talk Knoxville. I'm Clayton Sampson. On today's program, we are joined by Marion County Naturalist Karen Yalasikowski to talk about spring department updates.
Well, Karen, always good to have you come out here to talk about the Marion County Conservation Department as we sit now recording this at the very beginning of May, kind of getting into finally the warmer weather and some of the nicer months, which so much stuff to do for the Marion County Conservation Department and just out in our local communities. Let's just start off with if you want to run down some upcoming events that you guys have going on through Marion County Conservation.
Sure, we have a lot of great events coming up in the springtime here and throughout the summer. So we have a Dandelion Delights program that's coming up for families and really just anybody that wants to come out and learn about dandelions. We're going to sample some ice cream and make some dandelion donuts. And then we're also going to be doing a program on atlatls, which is an ancient tool used to make throwing a spear or a dart more efficient. So they'll get to test out their skills with that. And then new this summer, we're starting our Nature Friends Storytime for those that are 4 to 6 year olds with an adult, and they can come out and learn about different topics. We'll read a story, go outside, or do another little nature related activity for them. And then in July, Story County Conservation is going to join us, and they're going to teach us how to paint step by step and kind of highlight the Cordova Park area and Lake Red Rock.
Why are programs like this so, nice for people to, to get out, with the Marion County Conservation Department, kind of learn a unique aspect on a lot of different areas?
Because I think it's important for them to get out, not only to learn something new, but to experience nature in a different way. I know a lot of us see dandelions kind of as a weed in our yard, but they're actually really nutritional and they can make things from them. So I think that's kind of a new highlight for different people sometimes.
What's kind of this season like for you guys at the department? You're kind of getting out of the colder months, slowly starting to warm up a little bit and getting into just really that nice time of year.
Yeah, right now we have some field trips that are going on with the end of the school year season. We have lots of visitors out to our parks, bike riding and hiking, just exploring the trails and just getting out after the winter time.
Yeah, and I talked to Kale recently with Marion County Conservation. Campgrounds open for the year. People can rent those, and also a little bit of a change in rental policy this year in terms of the campgrounds. Just if somebody maybe has never camped here or is doing it for the first time, best way they can reserve those.
Sure, they can go online to mycountyparks.com and they can reserve shelters there, campsites and cabins as well.
Yeah, we talked a little bit beforehand. Cordova Pavilion, that's a great spot for whether that's somebody holding a big event or a family gathering or whatever it may be. Kind of talk about that Cordova area and the pavilion in general.
Sure, the pavilion overlooks Lake Red Rock. It's a large area with picnic tables. There are restrooms there. You have access to the trail as well. And it's just really great for those larger events where you want to have a nice scenic outdoor space, but still a casual type event.
Yeah, Karen, kind of before we close too, just, your further encouragement for people to, we have such great resources right here in Marion County, especially when it comes to the outdoors. People just get out, school's going to be letting out here in a few weeks. Just get out and enjoy what we have to offer here.
Yeah, so right now spring is a great time to see those trees budding. We still have some spring wildflowers that are blooming. And it's just great to get out and see the greenery and stuff, like kind of awakening for the springtime.
Thanks to Karen Yalasikowski for joining us on today's People's Bank. Let's talk Knoxville. People's Bank, your bank for good, with offices in Knoxville, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Indianola, and more. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them wherever you get your podcasts or online at knia.carls.com. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.